I was watching an ad for IBM the other night. They were touting their genius machine, Watson, as an example of how we humans were going to succeed in the future by outthinking our competition. Watson can beat any human in chess. Watson can whip anybody in Jeopardy. Watson is as smart as we are and getting smarter every day. We just need to make smarter Watsons if we want to get anywhere in this brave new world. Down here on the South End, we aren't likely to cobble together an artificial intelligence, or even much of a natural one, judging by our track record so far. IBM is creating machine intelligence. Watson is a machine built by us, programmed by us, in service to us. In a couple of years, Watson will build itself, program itself, improve itself, and surpass its original creators in no time flat. The mega corporations and the defense departments of the world think this is the leg up for their profits and their success. Watson and his brethren will simply outthink their competition. Trouble is, we'll be the machine's competition. Well, not much competition, judging by the South End, but hey, even MIT, Stanford, NASA, you name it, they'll be left in the silicon dust too. We live in a world of machines now. Already machines run machines. Computers run factories, control the banking, game the stock markets, kill the enemy with their drones. They live in our office, control our entertainment, answer questions on our phone, connect us to other humans who have them too. We're dependent already, even though we think we're boss. We even got them down here on the South End. Okay, we're mostly using them for email and Google. But we take them for granted already, just a couple decades since Bill Gates put the pods under everyone's bed. You think maybe I'm a Luddite. You think I'm paranoid. You think I don't trust IBM or Microsoft or Apple to make the future a very comfortable place for me. You think we should just let them be smarter, outthink the competition. You think maybe this is just another tool, like a hammer or a sewing machine or a spinning jenny, something we use to better our lives. But I'll tell you something. A hammer doesn't get smarter. A hammer doesn't figure out it can make next-generation hammers that self-feed, that replicates those with built-in mobility, that deduces new uses for nails, that realizes its potential as a weapon and identifies the new enemy. A hammer isn't going to outthink even South Enders. Okay, maybe a couple of us. Watson isn't your friend, all I'm saying. And he won't be your servant much longer.